Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, I called on February 22nd to have a fee removed because it was fraudulent, and the young lady told me that it was for what I had actually signed up for, but now I got another charge that's saying that it's for something else. I need both of these charges removed from my card immediately.
All right, I'd be happy to assist. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
60435.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Juanita Stevenson.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment. Can you provide me your shipping address, please?
111 North Rainer Avenue, Joliet, Illinois, 60435.
All right. So I show that you submitted an entry for our sweepstakes for a chance to win an iPhone, an iPad or tablet. So when you submitted the entry, of course, it does show you paid $7.95 per the terms and conditions explained by placing an order that you would also be signing up basically for our discount shopping store that's priced at $56.95 a month as
and I
well.
But she said that that was not true. In regards to the whole thing, it was only supposed to be for $3.95.
So in regards to the account being canceled, when was this done? Because I don't show that a cancellation was submitted.
I called February 22nd, and I asked her to remove the $7.95. She assured me that it was, for a tablet, and I would not be charged again. I asked her specifically.
All right.
Is this going to be
something? So just give me just
a
moment.
Can I finish talking?
I'm checking now.
Excuse me?
I said just a moment, ma'am. I don't show an account was canceled. I understand, you know, what you were informed, but your account's not canceled. So I'm just reviewing through the notes to see if I can find more information. Just a moment.
No, I do not. I will not put my food on the floor.
All right, thank you for holding, ma'am. So I checked around the time frame you stated you called and requested the account to be canceled. I'm not showing any notations in reference to the account being canceled or any information or notes stating you spoke with someone.
Okay, well, I did. And
right,
I
I'm not
like...
denying that you haven't. I'm just saying it's not on the account. But the charge is altogether valid. Go ahead.
No, they're not valid because I did not sign up for anything.
Yes, ma'am.
When
I don't
them,
show that you...
I asked her. I said, why wasn't it $3.95? She said, no, it's $7.95, but it's for the tablet. I have not received the tablet. Then I asked her if it was going to be some type of scam service that I'm supposed to receive. I have not received any services from you as well, and now today my card is charged again.
All right. The service
like,
received would have been the sweepstakes you entered. So in regards to this, I can go ahead and cancel the account if that's what you're wanting to do today. As far as with the charges, they're valid, but if you want to receive a refund, I'll see what we can do for you today.
I will. Can I speak to your manager?
Yes, ma'am, you sure can. Thank you for calling customer support. Hold on a moment.
cart.